and frequency of this and that and the other. I don't see anything that says to me, oh, this has really increased over time worldwide. Not at all. And same thing with earthquakes. There are no increase in earthquakes, that's for sure. But we have a 0.01 increase in the frequency of earthquakes since 1980. Or some non, you know, I mean, it's like, there's, people want to believe certain things, so they really want to massage the data. But nothing special is going on. Nothing special is happening. I know it breaks the hearts of some. But we are not in the end times. We're not there yet. So many people, I was like, we're living in the end times, in the end times. I've been in the end times since I was a little kid, and I'm quite sick of people saying it. We're not in the end times. Not in the times of the end of the world. I'm in my own end times. This is the end times for Paul Stringini, because Paul Stringini's time is short. But the world, I don't know. Maybe the world's time is short. I don't know. I haven't seen any signs yet that the time has gotten shorter. I mean, I know it's gotten shorter by virtue of time progressing. But I mean, where I see a definite signal that the end is coming. Not one. We are not in the end times. Those preachers who've been preaching the end times, many of them are going to die. Thinking, oh, it would have been in my days. No, you're going to die. You will not see it come. Not in your days. And it's almost a pity you don't. That you should escape. But I live for those times. God help me. Verse 9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. I suppose that's why many people want to believe in the rapture. We're all going to be evacuated before the day comes. Nonsense. The men who teach you that are perverted. They're perverted men of corrupt minds. Honestly, I used to really take a lot of pains to prove it wrong. There's not a question of proving. It's a question of what spirit you're of. You're a coward. You want to flee away. You think that, oh, the bride of Christ can't be sullied. Don't be so naive. And so foolish. It is given to me on behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but to suffer for his name's sake. The sufferings of his saints is precious to God. And a fat, pampered American church raptured out at the last second is disgusting in his sight. Oh, thank God I didn't have to go through the tribulation, blah, 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 blah. Oh, Jesus, let's get married right now. Yum, 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 yum. I'm a big, fat, bloated American bride. I've never suffered anything. All I ever had was good. All I ever had was comfort. And oh, I did have sadness, though. I used to get so worried. I used to get so worried if they would cancel my favorite TV show. I used to get so worried that my phone bill was a little high. And I used to think, will I have enough money to make my car payment? And I used to have such worry, well, I have enough money to make my mortgage payment. Oh, what a tribulation I've gone through. But now I'm here in heaven. No more mortgage payments. Where's the buffet? I heard in heaven I could eat as much as I want and never get fat. I want to see the buffet. I want to eat all the pastries I can. Oh, look at that beautiful mansion you built for me, Jesus. I can't wait to walk and live in my mansion. Let's go in our mansion and have a honeymoon, because I'm a big, fat American bride. And I've never suffered anything. Aren't I beautiful and precious to you? Not a scratch. Not a scratch. I've never hungered for your name. I've never thirsted for your name. All I did was just eat and drink and be merry, and I went to work, and I went to church on Sunday, and blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I'm getting sick of that. Went on too long already. The message of the rapture that, oh, you won't go through the tribulation. Oh, I got a scripture here in Revelation. You will escape the hour of temptation and blah, blah, blah. As if that time was tempting. By many words, they pervert their minds. And they comfort them saying, you will not see these days. But those days shall come. And when no one leaves except the dead, what will you do? You have run with the footmen and they have wearied you. How shall you contend with horses? This is a very, very foolish generation. They really believe that tribulation isn't for them. It has been for other generations of Christians. It has been for Christians on the other side of the world, enduring torment. burning, crucifixion, drowning, suffering all manner of punishment and imprisonment. And in America, we say, God won't let us go through the tribulation because his bride is too precious to him. He wouldn't let that happen to her. No. It so nauseates me that that attitude is able to prevail. I used to believe in the rapture, and I subconsciously hated it because I thought the most exciting time in history that I thought it would come in my lifetime and that I would have to leave right when it happens. It's sort of like, imagine there's going to be a party at your house. And this is a really bad analogy, but there's a party at your house. But you're going to have to go on, you're going to have to go on vacation the day before the party. It sort of leaves you thinking like, well, I wanted to be there to watch my house. That my house be not broken up. This is not such a bad analogy after all. I want to be there to watch my house and make sure the partiers don't destroy everything. I want to be there to guard my house, make sure the party doesn't get out of hand. God isn't going to take his spirit out of the world before the tribulation. That's not what's holding things back. God's will. God's power holds things back. You know, there is no need to evacuate. We're going to be here for a purpose. It is. I thought it would be so disappointing to have to miss that. And you could say I was prejudiced against it. Yeah, but I still believed it. I thought that the men teaching knew what they were talking about until I heard someone say otherwise. It doesn't have to be. Actually, I remember at one point, I didn't know what I believed. I said, well, if they're right, then this. If they're right, then that. I knew there were several views. But what did I know? What did I know? But now having studied the scriptures, I know. We're going to be here. I want to be here. You know, like I said before, God help me. He put it in my heart to want to go through the tribulation and suffer. You know, it's like, boy, it's easy to say that right now, sitting comfortably in my home, surrounded by my family, with no notable troubles in my life, except a few minor things that shouldn't trouble a saint. Look what he says here. You know, you're going to be hated of all nations for my name's sake. You want to be hated? Who likes to be hated? Do you like when people hate you? Everyone likes to be liked. I mean, sometimes I've taken a little bit of delight in people's displeasure. Would like to have really that much hate. I don't know, maybe at that moment, could kind of slip into it, right? God help me. God help us all, that we could just bear up under that and rejoice in their hatred because we were fulfilling the word of God.